the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over,
searched all over.
Couldn't
find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I know there's a witness on the prayer line tonight. There is nobody greater than our God. There is no one greater than our Jesus. He is the ultimate power. He is all-powerful, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. That's the God that we serve. Amen. He is infinity. You can't count him. You can't measure him. You can't figure him out. We can't understand him. It is too vast for our understanding. And we thank God that we serve that God. Amen. There are a lot of little gods, and he's not threatened by them. There are a lot of fake gods, and he is not intimidated by them. We serve the one and true God, and we thank God for Jesus on tonight. If you know Jesus, say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God glory for salvation. We give him thanks. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank him enough for eternal life. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish. Come on, people of God. Never perish. Never perish, but shall have eternal life. I believed in my heart and confessed with my mouth. So did Pastor Rebecca, and so did you. And if you haven't and you're in this prayer line, we pray before the night is over, you give your life over to Christ in the name of Jesus. So much is going on. We're going to get right into the word, right into prayer, because we need to pray. I had something else I wanted to talk about, but God is now sending me to Psalm 91 very quickly. Psalm 91, Psalm number 91 says this at verse number 1. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Verse number 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in the darkness, nor for the destruction that waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Verse number 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you for your word, Lord. As I'm coming home, I work in the city of Hoboken, New Jersey. Minutes away from Lower Manhattan, and I heard on the radio the tragedy that happened just hours ago about the terrorist act of the person renting a Home Depot truck and mowing down bicyclists who were riding in the bike lane. And so far, 8 people are dead and 12 are injured of this terrible, horrific act of terrorism. And God led me here to Psalm 91 to let you know and to let me know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. We can't allow fear and terror and horror of our day to shake us. So we're praying. We're going to pray for the city of New York, all of those who have been impacted by this. We're going to pray for this nation. We're going to pray that the enemy will be bound up by our God. That spirit of death, that spirit of terror, that spirit of even on Halloween where kids are out trick-or-treating, trying to show costumes off and have parades and have fun, terror tries to rise his ugly head. First thing I want to share, and we're going to pray, we must stay in that secret place. And you might ask, what is the secret place, Pastor? He says what the secret place is in verse number 14. He has set his love upon me. Glory be to God. Yeah. She has set her love upon me. Stay in love with God. Stay in love with Jesus. Remain in love with your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, when we set our love upon him, we will stay in that secret place and we would abide under the shelter of the Almighty. We got to love on God. Pastor said it to the women on Sunday, let nothing or no one take your shine. We need the glory of the Lord to be upon us in this hour. Yeah. And we need him to get glory out of our lives. That's how we're going to shine in this day in which we're living, in this age in which we're under. The end times is what it's called. We allow the glory of God to be upon us, and our light begin to shine to this dark world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stay in the secret place. Number two, stay in the Word.
Yes.
Stay in his Word. He said, because he has known my name. We got to know the character of God. We have to know the mind of God. We have to understand the ways of God.
Yes.
We must understand the Word of God. He is his Word. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
He's not separate from his word. In the beginning was what, people of God? The word. In the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the word. We got to stay in that word. We got to stay in the secret place. And finally, we got to stay in the church. He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. Doesn't matter what other people are doing. It doesn't matter people backing up from the things of God in God's church. You remain in the church. You remain in the things of God. Allow his church to be fortified. We need strong local churches in this hour. We need lighthouses. We need safe harbors. We need these things in our community to combat what happened over in Lower Manhattan just hours ago. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer line. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life. God, allow us to remain in the secret place. You said you would put a hedge around our lives. You said you are our fortress. You said you are the refuge. You have protected us. You said it will not come near our dwelling in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying right now for the city of New York. We're praying for those, even kids I heard lost their lives. And Lord, we're praying for those families. We're praying for those who are in the hospital. We're praying in the name of Jesus, all of those who have been impacted by this tragedy, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind up the spirit of evil. We bind up the spirit of death. We bind up that spirit of terrorism right now in the name of Jesus. You said life and death is in the power of our tongue, and we speak life. Even those who are injured, Lord, no more death, no more senseless death in the name of Jesus. God, right now, even the kids out trick-or-treating, protect them on Halloween night. Protect the kids here in Bloomfield. Protect the kids all over the nation, God. All of those out looking for candy in the name of Jesus. Even a parade that's about to happen in New York. God, protect them. No other incidents, no other accidents, nothing else happening tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray right now for everyone who have called in tonight, because with two or more gather in your name, you say you'll be in the midst of us. And right now, we thank you for your presence, because you said that my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and pray, if they would humble themselves and pray, there's so much going on in our world, but on Tuesday night, we dialed in to pray. We're humbling ourselves, God, not to be on the laptop, not to be on Facebook,
yeah,
not to be in the TV set,
yeah,
but with other intercessors, with other prayer warriors, hallelujah, praying for this nation,
yeah,
praying in the name of Jesus, God,
yeah,
binding up every demon trying to do what the devil wants them to do, binding up every spirit every evil spirit, God, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Send peace right now to Lower Manhattan. Send the peace of God to that New York area, God, in the name of Jesus. Even right here in New Jersey and all the states represented on the prayer line, Pennsylvania, California, Florida, Georgia, wherever other, North Carolina, in the name of Jesus, those that call in, God, on a regular basis, protect the grandchildren out trick-or-treating. Protect, God, in the name of Jesus, all the teenagers getting candy and trying to enjoy Halloween. In the name of Jesus, we bind up any spirit that's not of you, God. We bind it up and we cast it down. In the name of Jesus, we take authority, God, and we said, hallelujah. You have given us the keys to the kingdom. And right now, glory be to God. We're speaking life over this prayer line. We're speaking life in the name of Jesus over every dead situation. Oh, glory be to God. You said, don't be afraid of the terror by night. Don't be afraid of the arrow that fly by noonday. Don't be afraid of the pestilence that walk around. Don't be afraid in the name of Jesus of those trying to put fear into the people of God. The devil is a liar. We're going to have faith in God. That psalmist said, I will trust in the Lord. I have put my trust in Almighty God. And people of God, tonight, we got to stay in that secret place. We got to stay in love with God because he loved us first. In the name of Jesus, God is love. And that was a spirit of hate today. That was a spirit of anger today. That was a spirit of hatred on today. In the name of Jesus. And we're binding it up tonight on this prayer line. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We say, Lord, have your way. You say you came that we might have life. I feel the Holy Ghost and have it more abundantly in the name of Jesus. It is the devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came that we might have life and have it to the fullest.
Yes.
So as my wife continues to pray, have mercy on Manhattan. Have mercy on New York City. Have mercy, Lord, on all those people riding bikes that was injured. In the name of Jesus, even the families that have been impacted by these eight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. And I'm praying for everyone on our prayer line that, God, you would do the work in their lives. You would use them to bring your name glory in the mighty name of Jesus. So have mercy on us all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we just give you the glory, God. You alone are worthy, God. And we just exalt your name on today, God, because you are worthy. We thank you, Lord. We, Father God, repent for our sins, God. We ask, Father God, that you, Father God, forgive us, Father God, of our trespasses. And help us, O Lord, to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lord, we have missed it in so many ways, even as your people, God. And we ask, Father God, for forgiveness on today, God. Lord, that you will, Father God, let us, Father God, make that difference. Let us know who we belong to, God. Let us, Father God, walk circumspectly, God. Let us, Father God, be quickened with the power of the Holy Ghost as your people, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we need change in your church, and we need change in our personal lives, and we need change in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you continue to have your way, God. Let us as Christians, Father God, stand out and stand up and turn the world upside down, God. Like Jason and them in the book of Acts, oh God, let us, Father God, not just be churchgoers, but let us be women and men of God. Hallelujah, consecrated, set apart, called by your name, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for our children. We pray, Father God, that you, Father God, even will touch the hearts of our children, God, that they, Father God, have to have their own relationship with you, God. So for every child that's a young adult or a minor that's represented on this prayer line, God, we ask, Father God, that you will touch our seed, oh God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
God.
That you would give them a heart to know you, that you will open up the eyes of their understanding, that you will shine your light in every dark area, God, that you will, Father God, we bind up the spirit of confusion, and we bind up the spirit of slumber, my God, even in the minds of our children,
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, they know your word, they know you, God, but Lord, give them, Father God, a greater understanding of who you are and who you have called them to be, God. Lord, we love you today, and we bless your name.
Yes.
I pray for every offspring, my God, of every person on this line, and we declare victory over our offspring. We declare victory over our children. We declare victory over our families. We declare victory over our grandchildren. We declare victory, my God, over our great-grandchildren, or those who have great-grandchildren. We declare victory over our spiritual children.
Yes.
We declare victory over your church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done on earth as you have already ordained in heaven, oh God. Lord, create in us a pure heart with which to worship you, God. Take away all falsehood and take away, Father God, false motives and false, hallelujah, agendas and false attitudes and false worship, oh God. And Lord, allow us to worship you in spirit and in truth. You said you are seeking those who will worship you. The Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, God. Lord, we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. My God, that things are manifested in the earth realm, oh God, that your will is done, God, that lives are saved, souls are saved, that lives are changed, and miracles, signs, and wonders take place. So, Lord, we just thank you for divine manifestation, oh God, of signs, wonders, miracles, breakthrough, miraculous healings, demons being cast out, God, lives being changed. Lord, let us not just be a church, but let us be the church that makes a difference, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, speak to each and every one of your people, New Creation Christian Ministries. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will touch every life, touch every heart, touch every family, God. Father God, do a new thing in the earth realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you alone are able. We, your pastors, are sold out, oh God, for your glory, God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you continue to have your way. Let your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, touch New Creation Christian Ministry, the church, God. Lord, touch every family, every member. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for, Father God, each and every family that's represented at the church. We pray, oh God, for our family, the first family, God. We pray, Father God, for hallelujah, our marriage. We cover our marriage with the blood of Jesus. We pray for our children, oh God, each and every one of them, God, that you would touch them, that you would let them know you, that you would grow them up in the spirit realm,
yes,
God, that you would give them a greater revelation of who you are. And we pray that same prayer for every family, God, on this line, and for every family that is a member of the church, oh God. We pray for the Carroll family and the Johnson family. We pray, Father God, for the Thomas family, the Simmons family, the Father God, hallelujah, the Wright family, the McKnight family, God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for every family on today, God, one by one and name by name, oh God, the Davis family, God, the Tucker family, God. We pray, Father God, that you would do a new thing in the lives of your people, God. You already know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us us a hope and a future, oh God. We pray for the Cano family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to let your will be done. We pray for the musician and his family, God, both musicians and their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to touch, continue to change, continue to transform, continue to, Father God, my God, enlighten, my God, in the name of Jesus, continue to prosper, continue, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the Edmund family, God, that you will continue, Father God, to provide, continue to protect, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. We pray, oh God, for Yvette and Father God, and Kevin Jr. and Kevin Sr. and Father God, we pray for Justin and Marcus and Hakeem, and we pray, oh God, for Drea and Father God, for Tyke and Father God, for the little baby, God. We pray, Father God, for each and every child that's a part of the ministry, God. We pray, oh God, for Nairobi and Joshua, God. We pray for the family members, oh God, we pray for Hakeem, God. We pray, Father God, that you would touch our family members. We pray for Jamal, and we pray, Father God, for, hallelujah, his wife Gail, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for their children, their grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for their marriage, God, that you would touch them, and Father God, move miraculously in that marriage, God. We pray for Rita Pearl and her children, God, her husband, God, that you would do a new thing in her marriage, God, in their family, God, that you would show yourself mighty, God. Lord, we need you to move like never before, God. We pray for Apostle Matthew Tillery, his wife, Pastor Dawn, and their family, God. We pray for Sister Carmen, Brother Mingle, and their family, God. Sister, my of course, shut up, Miriam and her family, God. In the name of Jesus, Mother May Thomas and her family, God. We pray for the family on tonight. We pray for the children. We pray for the grandchildren. We pray for family tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lori Davis and her family, Sister Tucker and her family, Tracy and Tanisha and their family, Tanisha McKnight and her family. We pray for family tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, continue, Father God, to bring family together. Save every member of our families, God. Save souls, change lives. Sister Maria and her family, God. We pray for Puerto Rico, God. We pray for those in Puerto Rico. We pray for restoration of Puerto Rico on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed will prosper, God. But we pray for total restoration. We pray for provision. We pray for water and food and power. My God, we pray, Father God, for lodging. My God, hallelujah, for hope, for souls to be saved, God. We pray that you will be a keeper, God. We know that you are a keeper, God. And we pray, Father God, for Prophet Anthony and Aisha and their family, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being a keeper, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you don't fail, God, that you never sleep or slumber, but Lord, you are always awake and always moving and always working. So Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
And we praise you, God. And we pray for New Creation Church, God. Lord, we pray for you to bring the those that you have attached to this church, God, that you will bring them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We bind up every hindering spirit, and we declare and decree that nothing can stop, my God, what you have already ordained for New Creation Christian Ministry. We bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up the spirit of witchcraft and warlockery. We break every word curse. We break every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We come against Mama Koshela, every Jezebel spirit, my God. Mama Koshela, we come against every rebellious spirit. We speak unity in that house, my God. We speak love in the house. We speak order in the house. We speak that we are walking on one accord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We pray for Rashida Thomas, even she prepares for procedure. We declare and decree that her body is healed. Yes. My God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against her can prosper. We call her healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. We pray for Renee. Thank you for healing her, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healing in her body. We thank you for Jackie. We lift her up on today, God. We bind up every spirit that's trying to come against her, counter to your word, counter to your will. And we declare victory in Jackie's life right now in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We pray for Mother May Thomas and all of her children. Continue to have your way, God. Let her not worry. Let her not lose sleep, but continue. Let her continue to praise you, oh God, and worship you because you are worthy. You are worthy. We pray for Sister Elaine and her family, God. We lift up family tonight, God. Continue to bless family, God, on tonight, God. And, Lord, we just thank you. And we praise you. We magnify your name even as we continue to move forward with this prayer line. We say, Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to multiply the church. Continue to grow the church, God. Send in the laborers, send in the sowers, send in, oh God, the disciples, send in the ministries, send in those, God, hallelujah, who you have ordained to be connected to my husband and myself in the name of Jesus. The Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we thank you for Sister, my prophetess Michelle and her family. We pray for Prophetess Michelle and her family and Shaquella and Jamila and their families, God. We cover family on tonight, and we bind up the spirit of confusion. We bind up the spirit of lack. We declare that every need is met in that family in the name of Jesus. We declare every need is met in your family. We bind up the spirit of division. We declare unity in your families in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of damnation. We declare that your children are saved in Jesus' mighty name. We declare that your children, the hearts of the sons and the daughters, are being turned back to the hearts of the fathers and the mothers in the name of Jesus. We bind up sickness upon offer you. We declare healing over your life. We declare healing over your finances. We declare healing over your marriage. Yes. We declare healing over your family. We declare healing over your mind. We declare healing over your money in the name of Jesus, over your ministry, that everything that you touch shall prosper, not one thing that shall fall to the ground. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for a hedge of protection around every person that we lifted up. We pray for the Johnsons on tonight in Florida. We pray healing for Mr. Johnson. Lord, we're asking for a miracle for that man. I feel God. Yes. We're asking you to touch his body, heal his body, God, and touch his wife and strengthen his wife in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We pray for Michael Simmons on tonight. Lord, we pray for Michael Simmons. We thank you for total healing in his body, even as he's going through his process. We declare that he has victory over cancer. We pray for him and Yari on tonight. We pray for Yari and Michael Simmons, and we declare that they both have victory over cancer, that they are totally healed, delivered, set free in the name of Jesus. This weapon, this cancer cannot prosper. We cast out cancer out of their bodies and we declare them healed. And we pray for John Dixon's relative right now who has also a cancer diagnosis and we declare him healed. We declare him or her, I don't know if it's a male or a female, but we declare that person healed. We declare we bind up cancer. We say, come out. Come out. Come out of Michael Simmons. Come out of Yari. Come out of John Dixon's relative. In the name of Jesus, we declare, my God, that Rashida is cancer-free. Come out. Whatever's in her belly, we pull it out in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory over her life, over her body, over her mind, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, and it's in the matchless name of Jesus, matchless, unmatched name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. We're going to take calls. We see hands raised already. If you take, press one on your phone, to God be the glory. Past, as you prayed, I saw tumors disappear.
Yes,
I saw tumors, amen.
Yes,
to God be the glory, shrinking. We don't know what's going on inside of bodies, but God knows in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And what doctors have seen, glory be to God, go back for another x-ray. I believe by faith right now, hallelujah, that God is doing a supernatural work in the life of his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said that will not come near your dwelling.
My God.
And if it does, it will not stay because it's uninvited.
My God.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor, take these callers. What's the first caller in the name of Jesus? First caller, you are 919. God bless you tonight.
God bless you as well, Pastor Anthony. Hey, Prophetess Rebecca. I was calling in tonight. This is Michelle. I was calling tonight asking that you guys will pray with me. I have entered into a friendship with somebody, and I just want God's wisdom and his direction in this situation.
Amen. To God be the glory. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you for your daughter tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, all things have been ordained by you. You have predestined some wonderful things to happen in and throughout her life in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, we're calling upon your holy word and your holiness, God, in the name of Jesus, to do what you need to do in this season in her life. And I thank you right now for direction and clarity. We're asking right now for discernment and guidance and direction in the mighty name of Jesus. God, speak to her heart. Speak to her mind. Give her knowledge, hallelujah, beyond her wildest imagination in the name of Jesus. God, she's asking humbly in the name of Jesus, because your word says, ask and you shall receive.
Yes,
seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be made open. So God, concerning the friendship, concerning the direction, concerning in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the direction in which she's inquiring. God, we thank you for praise in advance. We thank you for wisdom in advance. We thank you, glory be to God, that she will, hallelujah, step into your divine purpose in this season in her life. You said the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. And right now you're going to speak to her in her midnight hour. You're going to speak to her while she's at school or while she's at work. You're going to speak to her while she's tending to the children in the name of Jesus. You're going to speak to her as she's ministering in the mighty Koro-Oshata, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, give her ears to hear and a heart to receive in this season in her life. You said, behold, I do a new thing. And she's perceiving it, God, that you're up to something good. And I know that every good and perfect gift is from you. So, God, right now, show her the way. Right now, speak, God, as only you can. If it's a still small voice or if it's a loud, audible voice, God, show her through your word, through counsel, through even speaking to her through meditation. In Jesus' name, we say it's done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. I'm seeing, even as we are in this last day of October, and you're about to cross over into a new month after 12 midnight, God is about to do something new and wonderful in your life. And I just know, glory be to God, before the end of this year, these next last 2 months, God is going to do something so wonderful in your life, and I'm sensing that thing strongly. So you just move forward by faith. I believe even as we pray tonight, God is going to speak to you in a unique way that you're going to know it's the voice of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
To God be the glory. You're welcome.
Amen.
We thank God for her. She is a blessing. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Amen.
Glory
praise
be to God.
God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Have your way tonight,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, and God is just so amazing. Amen. Hallelujah. Even as we just came out of our women's conference. Hallelujah. One thing I said during the conference, and I often tell the women, make sure he's a man of God, he or she, or whoever we enter into our friendships with. That's kind of like the litmus test. You know, do they love Jesus? Amen. And then the rest is a faith walk. Mm-hmm. That's what you were saying, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I asked somebody told me, I was talking to my daughter earlier, and she mentioned that some guy was interviewing her on the phone last night. And I said, well, now is your time to interview him. And she said, yeah, that's right, Mommy. And I said, well, let me ask you, is he a Christian? And she said, what do you mean? Does he believe in God? I said, no, is Jesus Christ his Lord and Savior? I said, a lot of people believe in God, but we have to make sure that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I went on to just let her know, what the criteria is for us as women of God, that we make sure that we are very selective in our relationships. Amen. So I believe that our Prophetess Michelle already knows that, but that's for somebody else, you know, who might be considering going into a relationship. Just make sure he's a man of God. Make sure he loves Jesus. Like when Pastor Emily met me, he said, I'm going to tell you one thing. I will put no woman above my God, and I will put no woman above my boys. Amen. And that was impressive to me. Amen. So I pray God's blessings upon this new friendship. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take another caller. Area code 832. Area code 832. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Good evening. This is Elaine.
God bless you. Hello. How are you, Elaine?
I'm good. I'm just calling this evening for prayer for my grandson. He's, you know, he's dressed up as Pokemon this evening, and I just, you know, needed prayer to make sure that the enemy don't have nothing to harm him with.
Yeah, amen. We're going to pray for him. I hate Halloween.
Yeah.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't like this holiday. And, you know, our grandchildren, we can't tell them what to do, but we can cover them in prayer. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Some of my own kids and grandkids are dressed up tonight, so I totally understand that need for prayer. Amen. Let us pray. What is your grandson's name?
Darius.
Darius. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we praise you for this grandmother, Father God, coming to the prayer line on tonight on the behalf of her grandson, Darius, oh God. And even, Father God, as he has donned the costume on tonight, God, we bind up every contrary spirit, oh God, that will try, Father God, to attach itself to him or even try to come and infiltrate his young life, oh God. And we put a hedge of protection around him right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that nothing shall come nigh him, oh God, that he is safe, even as he may be out, even trick-or-treating, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping him safe, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for putting a hedge of protection around him, God. We declare safety. We declare, Father God, wholeness. We declare, Father God, hallelujah, that hedge of protection around him. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life in the name of Jesus. And we declare right now, hallelujah, victory, even over his life, God, even as he comes back home, oh God, as this day is over, oh God, that it will be just a day that he partake in a fun, for fun, oh God, but it won't be anything, Father God, that will attach itself in. And we pray for all of our children on tonight, God, even as they may be dressed in costumes or out trick-or-treating, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, over our grandchildren on tonight in the name of Jesus. I had your protection, safety in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, keep Darius safe, oh God. Keep him safe. Let him not eat any candy that's been contaminated. Don't put nothing in his bag that is not safe for him to, Father God, even eat. My God, let his parents, his mother, those who are in control, Father God, those who are in authority, let them make sure that they check everything before he partakes of anything, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for keeping Darius safe on today, God. We thank you, Lord, and we declare him saved, oh God. We call his, Father God, we call his young soul, Father God, even closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare, oh God, hallelujah, that he's growing up to be a man of God, that you're going to use him mightily, oh God, in your kingdom, oh God, even if this is the second time, oh God, that we have even begun to pray for him, God. We know you have a great plan. My God, we know you have a great plan for his life. My God, plans to prosper him and not to harm him, to give him a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you for the great plan that you have on Darius' life, and the fact that it shall manifest, and everything that you have ordained for him shall come to pass. So, Lord, we speak blessings over Darius' life today, and we thank you for watching over him. Let your angels go with him to and fro in the name of Jesus. We thank you for assigning guardian angels to him on tonight, God, and all of the days of his life. My God. And, Lord, we just thank you for drawing him nearer to nearer to the cross, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you on tonight, and we bless your name, and we thank you for young Darius, and we thank you, Lord, for his life, and we thank you for life more abundantly. We thank you for your purpose. We thank you for your plan, and we thank you for divine manifestation of your plan for his life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you.
We have to keep our children. Yes. I'm so glad you prayed for him. Amen.
Yes.
We have to keep our children and our grandchildren lifted up. Because, you know, our kids, they just see this as another fun day, you know?
Yes.
It is another fun day. And we went out there when we didn't know no better, and we got tricked out of being out there.
Right.
But like I said, I do not, as when your eyes are open, you get a better understanding. And I definitely cannot, I can't wait for this day to be over. I don't like this day.
Yes.
And I declare Darius, all of our children are safe in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name, I touch and agree.
He's already covered. We plead them. We bless the blood. He's covered by the blood.
Yes, I receive that. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, because whenever we know better, we do better. So, you know, we didn't know then, but now we know.
Exactly. You know, we can't live for our kids. That's one thing I find out. You know, we got to remember that, you know, when we're looking at the activity of our children, we're thinking about what our kids are doing, what we wouldn't do, and what we don't believe in, and what we know they should, we would not want them to do. We got to remember we can't live for them. What we got to pray for is for them to have their own relationship with God, that he would turn on the light for them so that they would walk like we walk, you know, so they would know like we know. And that's the best thing that we could do, and that's the best gift that we can give them, is that gift of their own personal relationship with God.
Yes.
And the first part of it is
God for them.
You bring them to the cross. Mm-hmm. That's what you brought them to the altar. And that's the best thing you could do for we can do for our kids right now.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, I love
you're welcome.
Thank you. I love the two in agreement. Can't break that.
That's right. Can't
thank
break
you.
It. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to
God
you soon.
God bless you both.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to take another caller, area code. And even for that, we bind up all the darkness on this day. We bind up every dark spirit on this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we strip it of its power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 678. God bless you.
Thank you. And I want to give God all the glory and all the glory. I thank him so much for all the signs and the wonders and the love that he has shown me in my life. I've seen so many things. I've seen so many changes. I know that we've prayed for my son. I've seen a lot of changes in him. He's got a little raise at his job, so he's got a different position that he's liking a whole lot. That girl that was once in his life, that was making his life so impossible, is out of his life. Thank God. I pray so hard for that so much. And he has a little friend, seems nice, and I'm praying to God that she'll be the one for him. She's a lot different than the other girl. And I thank God for my friend he has sent into my life. He's a sweet man, and he is a man of God. And just so many positive things that's been happening to me. I just thank God so much. I also want to give a testimony. You guys have been praying for the people in Puerto Rico. You know, I have family over there, and I do have a sister. And ever since the storm, my nieces weren't able to reach her, and finally they did, and now they brought her over here to the United States. So she's with them, and I know that they're happy because, you know, she's got them over here. And, you know, they saw a lot of devastating things happening over there, so I'm glad that they're away from there. And I asked God to bless their mind and bless their heart, and whatever they've seen over there, just, you know, just help them cope with it, because I know a lot of people have seen a lot of terrible things over there that could work with their minds, and I just ask God for prayers for that. And I just want to ask God to continue blessing everybody on this prayer line, blessing every one of my friends and family, especially my pastors, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, and even though I don't go to their church, I still call them my pastors. So I love them very much. So thank you, Lord, for everything you have given me. I just feel so much peace in my mind, and I'm always with my guards up because I know that the devil always tries to find a way to get into your happiness and try to steal that from you, but he's not going to steal it from me. No, he's not. Yes. So I do rebuke him in Jesus' name, and I step on him whenever I can. And so I have that to thank God that he has made me so strong to really see what's good and what's bad and when the devil's trying to come into my life. And I'm not letting him again ever. So I don't care what anybody says. We have to be strong and know that when there's bad, it's because it's the devil. So thank you, Jesus, for the knowledge that I've gained in the past couple of years just by coming on this prayer line. So thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you. God bless everybody on this prayer line. God bless everyone in the United States, because there's so much things happening. And Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, thank you so much. You just don't know what you guys mean to me. And I'm grateful and thankful to my cousin. Again, I'm sick of saying it over and over again, that she has brought me to this prayer line. So thank you so much, and God bless you both.
Amen. Well, we love you. We love your cousins, Carmen, Sister Carmen. I told her she spoils me. She has to stay with me forever. So we love you. We love you both, and we're just so glad to have you both in our lives. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for Sister Maria. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. We thank you for her son and all that you're doing in his life, God. Wow. Thank you, Father God, for the move that you're making in his life, God, and the things that you're doing and moving people out and bringing new people into his life, God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to bless him, that you continue to multiply, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Sister Maria, oh God. We ask that you continue, Father God, to give her wisdom above what she can think, ask, or imagine. Continue to bless her. Continue, Father God, to heal her. Continue to let that healing be made manifest in her bodies, that she won't have to deal with any more pain. So, God, continue to provide for her. Continue, Father God, to bring in the money, so God, that she might need, oh God, to do the things that she needs to do, God. We thank you, Lord, for our friend, Father God. We thank you for our relationship. We thank you for what you're doing in that relationship, God. We thank you, Lord, for her latter days being greater than her former days. We thank you for the new things that you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, even for moving mightily, Father God, in her life, that she yet has a praise in her mouth, Father God, that she yet praises you and glorifies your name. Thank you for finding her cousin and bringing her in from Puerto Rico, oh God, over to this part of the United States. Lord, we just thank you. Nothing but praise is God and glory and honor. And Lord, we ask that you will continue to move in Sister Maria's life. We bind up anything that's trying to keep her down, anything that's trying to discourage her. We release your peace. We release your joy. We release, we break every burden. We break every yoke. My God, every yoke that's trying to hold her, that's trying to attach itself to her. We declare victory over her life in every single area. We release your peace, oh my God, that surpasses all understanding, that she will walk in the fullness of your joy continually, God. We thank you, Lord, that she yet has a praise on her lips for you, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word has already spoken, that her latter days shall be greater. So, Lord, we just just thank you and we praise you for Sister Maria, God. We thank you, Lord, for the things that are yet to come. My God, that you have already prophesied that she hasn't seen nothing yet, that the best is yet to come. So, Lord, we thank you for your word that's already been spoken over her life, that her latter days shall be greater. And we continue to touch and agree with her pertaining to your word, pertaining to your will, pertaining to your promise over her life and the life of her seed. So we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you
Amen.
Keep praising God. God, for the song tonight, that you came back with a song, and we just thank God for you. Amen. You keep praising God. There's been great growth in your life, and God's going to continue to show himself mighty in your life.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you both. You guys have a good night
Amen.
And a nice
God.
Week.
Amen. You too. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank
Hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. Area code 919.
Hello. Hey, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. How you guys doing?
Great. Awesome.
We're doing well. God bless you.
Good, good. This is Jamila. And I am
Hi,
calling
Jamila.
The prince.
Hi.
I'm just asking you guys to just pray as the Spirit leads you, because there's a lot of stuff that's kind of like whipping around right now, and I just want to make sure that I'm positioned right and I'm hearing God right, and any obstacles just to be moved in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
let us
yes.
lift it up before the Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter Jamila tonight, Father
yes,
God. Hallelujah. Your word declares that there's a great door open in the name
God,
of Jesus,
God.
But there are some who resist.
Yes,
and right
God.
Now, God, we thank you that you will resist those who will resist in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Come against those who come against her in the
God,
mighty
God.
Name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Contend with those who might be trying to contend against her.
Yes.
Fight against those that will fight against her.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And right now, we thank you that the blessings that you have purposed for her life will manifest,
yes,
will come into fruition, will be a reality, God.
Lord.
She will partake of this seasonal blessing
yes,
in
God.
The name of
Jesus.
Jesus. No weapon against her will work.
Yes,
and right
God.
Now, we decree and declare she is a blessed woman,
yes,
walking in prosperity, walking in favor, walking under the grace cloud of the glory of God. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as she is asking, Lord, for direction, asking, Lord, that you will, and surely, indeedly, Lord, give her everything that she needs in this season. So right now, God, meet every need. Every emotional need, every financial need,
yes,
every mental need,
yes,
every physical need,
yes,
in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
I thank you for her household, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet her right where she is, Lord. Order her steps through your word.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God.
Thank you.
May your word continue to be a lamp unto her feet and a light unto her pathway. So, Lord, we believe that her ladder is greater. We believe right now, God, that the favor is following her wherever she go.
Yeah.
And, Lord, open this door that she's looking at. Allow her, God, to have the influence that she need in this season.
Yes.
Show her favor through the lives
Lord,
of people,
Lord,
God.
Lord.
Just blessing her just because she belongs to you. Show her your hand in this season, God, that if you be for her, who could possibly come against her? In the name of, I feel the Holy Ghost right there.
Yes.
If God be for you, who could possibly
yes.
be against you?
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That Romans 8:28 is working in her life.
Thank you, Lord.
That all things are working together for her good.
Yes, God. Thank you.
All things are working together for her good. In Jesus'
my
mighty
God,
name.
My God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Thank
Glory
you.
Be to God. I heard, even as I wrapped up that prayer, I heard Paul Morton, let it rain.
Mm.
Let open the floodgates of heaven Pour yes. out your blessings and let it rain.
Yes.
I just heard that in my spirit.
Yes.
Because God is about to shower you with blessings. Amen.
My God.
I received that, and I received it. It's confirmation.
To
I
God. Thank
you.
Amen. We thank God for it. Don't put up no umbrella. Just receive everything God has for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Well, that was our God bless you, Jamila. That was our last caller. Please do go over to nccmonline.org and sow your seed tonight. Amen. Make sure that God is, as God leads you, that you continue to sow to help the ministry so we can continue to stay on here and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You're supporting the prayer line. You're supporting the local assembly. Amen. And more importantly, you're giving back to God as he has given to you. Amen. So we thank God for you. If you're in the Hillside area, meet us at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, this Sunday at 12:30. We have been experiencing a powerful move of God. The glory of God is falling in that house. The women's conference was phenomenal. My God, hallelujah. And we're just expecting the more. We're expecting the more. And meet us tomorrow night for our time in the Word Wednesday tomorrow at 7:30. And remember, God's going to continue as you praise him, as you keep him first, he's going to continue to make a way. Amen.
I love. You did it, made a way, standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best, nothing can catch you by surprise, you got this figured out. Watching us now, and when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made us. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause